This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Pistons are in the playoffs, and their season could end tonight, John. How do you think this plays out? Is it over after losing two straight at home? Are you going to hold out hope?
I'm holding out hope that they are able to win a game, that we do get a game six back at the LCA. I don't know how likely it is, but I don't know that there's any Pistons fans that are going to say no. They have zero chance.
Every game has been competitive in this
Unless
series.
You're Stoney.
Well, he said Knicks in five, and he's staring down the
barrel.
Exactly. The receipts of that one. Every game has been competitive. Every single one of them. It would not shock me if the Pistons won the game tonight. Then you get game six at home, and then the whole series is on the line. But in doing that, you'd have to win three straight in this series. And while I said Pistons in seven, it's not how I thought it was going to go down, John. I think the odds are no longer in their favor. I think we can say that much.
Yes.
If they're going to go down, I'd like them to go down swinging tonight. And I don't mean literally. Something I'd love to see from the Pistons is more Asar Thompson. And this is going to be a little bit dependent on how it's officiated, because he can pick up fouls in bunches. But their best lineups, and there's so much data out there now, I'm not going to bore people with it, but the Pistons' best lineups feature Asar Thompson. As bad as he is in the half court, as poor a shooter as he is, as much as he hurts some of their spacing, this team runs in transition, and it starts on defense. And Brunson has had a much tougher time when Asar is in the game. I'd like to see more than 30 minutes of Asar Thompson in this game. Play statistically your best lineups, lean on your defense, look for transition, live with the fact that he's not a great shooter. I get it. Half court, you're going to really struggle, and that's probably why this team isn't going to go on a deep run. Well, but I'd like to see him go down playing the young guy too, because then at least you see how far away you truly are. I don't need to see a combination of Schroeder, Beasley, and Hardaway all out there at the same time.
With Asar Thompson, at some point you're going to be stuck in the half court.
Yeah.
And it becomes a liability. But on the flip side, if you see a little bit more of him and you get a little bit more transition, a little bit more fast break because of the defense that he plays, and maybe a little bit less Jalen Brunson, now, I mean, there's that fine line between being able to create something because you do something special defensively versus being limited offensively. And I mean, it's another six fouls that you get to use against Jalen Brunson. It's another, you know, it's just another way to harass him. It doesn't do anything against, you know, about having Karl Anthony Towns. But when you're trying to just make something happen for one night, and that's all they've got to think about right now. One night.
Extend
just find a way to get a win. Take care of game six if that becomes a possibility. But if you don't take care of tonight, then it's all said. It's all done.
So the NBA, the playoff lineups that are the best net rating, the Pistons have one of the best playoff lineups this postseason. It's Cade, Tim Hardaway Jr., Asar Thompson, Tobias Harris, and Jalen Duren. They're a plus 19.2 in net rating. That is the fifth best of any playoff team. That lineup should play a lot, and specifically in crunch time. And if you win...
Of the other four, is there a Knicks combination?
No, there is not. There's a Pacer, Clipper, Cav, and oddly enough, the Timberwolves have a lineup that has actually been the best of any lineup in the postseason. If you win this game, does Stewart play game six? The crowd's going to be ready game six. Can you get to game six?
Yeah.
And again, the question will be, can this team close? They've had fourth quarter leads in three of the four games in this series. It would suggest that it is there for them every night they show up. And if the light bulb goes off and they do close out one of these games, you're getting closer and closer and closer to a Knicks meltdown. But I want to make sure we say this. The Knicks meltdown I thought was going to happen has not happened, and Karl Anthony Towns deserves a ton of credit for that.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Same with Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
But And the equation may be, hey, you've got to find a way to get up in that third quarter, go into the fourth quarter, and then you see a little bit more Asar Thompson, because what's been the one thing in all of these losses that have really cost them? It's been losing those leads. So if you can find a way to harass Jalen Brunson at the end of the game, if you can find a way to play better defensively, again, some point you're going to be stuck in the half court and you're going to – there's a liability. And it's when do you want to pull those triggers? This is the – could we call it the Asar Thompson chaos? Like the pitching chaos we have with the Tigers? Like there's going to need to be some lineup chaos for JB in when to use him, when not to use him. And the mixing and matching of the lineups.
Yeah, I think Bickerstaff's done a great job. We made the case for him to win Coach of the Year. The turnaround, it doesn't happen without his leadership and his guidance. The biggest criticism I would have of him, though, would be these closeouts without Asar. And it goes back to the end of the regular season where they would not have this guy out there to close games. And it's a pick your poison. I get it. Offensively, he can stand in the corner and no one respects him. I mean, he'll airball corner threes.
Yeah.
So not ideal. Him and Duren on the floor at the same time, neither of them can make a shot outside the paint. The world starts to collapse on you in the half court because it's Cade staring down a clogged paint all over again. But the trade-off is I'm getting stops. I'm hanging in. I can get a transition bucket. And you'd still look for mismatches. Where is Brunson? Hunt Brunson. He's going to be on the floor in the fourth quarter. And maybe it's ugly. It's rugged. It's not a recipe to win an NBA championship, but is it a recipe to extend the series by a game? Get Isaiah Stewart back in the mix and keep fighting? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but if you ask the question, is the series over? No, the series is not over. The
series is not over, but I'm curious as to what people will be watching tonight. Are you tuned in or are you tuned out?
Oh, well, we know you're going to be watching Reese Olsen.
Okay. That's what I'm doing. But this is, if you don't believe that they've got a chance to win tonight, if you don't believe that they can extend it to a sixth game, why would you watch? And I'm just curious where people are.
Yeah, we
can ask it. Are you willing to watch and make yourself vulnerable tonight knowing that the season could be over?
Texter says basketball equals ZZZZZZZ, putting him to sleep.
Yeah.
And the season, I mean, maybe in his eyes, already over. Didn't start if you're not a basketball fan. You're excited with the Tigers and the Astros. I know where your focus is going to be tonight.
Well, and I mean, if you were listening to, you know, Dan before the game in the pregame, there was an energy when they got to whatever they call they've renamed the park there in Houston.
It's not Minute Maid anymore.
No,
it's something else.
Dakin Field?
Is that what it is? Yeah, I think that's what he said. Anyway, you can't forget about what happened last year in the postseason. You can't forget about the history that AJ, I think there's still motivation for AJ to get wins there. Not that he's not as motivated to win against other teams, but this one is unique. This one's special. And I do think we will see something, a continuation of what we saw from Reese Olsen when we were down at the ballpark last Wednesday.
He was really good, and he can build on it tonight. Dakin Park is what it's called. And Dakin is an air conditioning company, to bring us full circle with the way we started the show today.
And we're back where we began.
58 degrees tonight at the ballpark.